So, Daf Vav by the Mishnah, yeah? Ve'elu asuris melechol betruma. The following women are not allowed to eat truma. That means that they're considered like they had been tomei, they had been guilty. Ho'imeris tomei anilach. If she says, yeah, I did it, then she's immediately not allowed to eat truma anymore. Bishabo edim shitmeya, or if there's witnesses that she that she's guilty, the homeres eni shoisa, and one who says that she's not going to drink, because they would scare her and they would do all kinds of things, and therefore she might have chickened out, even though she didn't admit guilt, but she just said, "Nah, I'm not willing to go through with this." So then she's considered as if she's guilty, and Rishabaila ain't a right to Lashkaisa, or the husband doesn't want to. Maybe the husband's not feeling so confident about himself. Rishabaila Baal Abaderech. Or if after the accusation, the husband himself was intimate with her, so then all bets are off on the Mesoita. But she's considered as a case of an adulterous wife. And therefore, she is also to eat truma. So those are the normal cases. Rashi says, "Lechol betruma im hukoyin." Obviously, we're talking about. Otherwise, there's no truma involved anyway. So bala bala, but derech Rashi brings a shuv ein a mayim beikim itself, because we know that once the process is in train, she's also to her husband. If the husband is bala leha, then the water isn't going to investigate her anymore. like we're going to say later on, the nika ish may avoin that bismancha ish benuka. If the man is innocent, what do you mean he's innocent? He didn't do any sin. Shalai ba leha may akash anestralav. That once she was ushered to him, he never was with her. So he has done the right thing. Is so isha hitisa savoina then. She will be checked out by the water for her sin. But ain't ish benuka meyavon. But if the man is not free of sin, ain't a mayim beikim asishtoi. So therefore, if he's baal abaderech, so he did the wrong thing, then the water isn't going to check anymore, and therefore we just treat it as a cheskas tamei. Says the Gemara, Amar of Amram, ha milsa amalan of Sheshes. Rav Sheshes told us the following din, ve'anilan einin masnisin, and he literally means he lit up our eyes from the Mishnah, means he proved it from the Mishnah. What did he tell us? A soita sheyesh la'edim dinas hayom, a soita who has, that there are witnesses. So what do we say? The whole thing is, ve'ed ein ba, even though we said ein ein ba has come to tell you about one aid is enough, but the posh pshat of ed ein ba is that when does the whole process of soita take place? When there are no witnesses. What if there are witnesses somewhere overseas, they've gone away, so they're not coming to Beis Din to actually testify that this woman is guilty of adultery. But Lepoil, they exist somewhere. So therefore, that will make it that the water won't work. Ain't Hamayim Beidkim I saw. My time of water of Sheshes say this, for the Omar Kra, the Nishter of Ahinitz Ma'a, Poshup Shat in the Posuk. She was secluded, and she did the act of Tumah, the Eid Ein Ba, and there are no witnesses. That means the leka the yadava. There's nobody who knows that she was guilty. La fuki ha, excluding this case where there are people who know that she's guilty. The ika the yadava. So that's what he said. So even though there's no edim befaneinu in Beis Din to tell us that she's guilty, but if there were edim somewhere overseas, that would stop the water from checking her out. So that's what Rav Sheshes said. Ve'aner lan einin umasnisin, and he proved it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said to Katani, Vishabola Aidim, we said that who were the ones who are considered Tomei, that Eino Ichlis Betruma, Shabola Aidim Shahitzmeya, that when witnesses came, that she was guilty. Is what do you mean the witnesses came? The Osu Aidim Amos, when did these witnesses come and tell us that she's guilty? Edim Mekami the Tishti, if they came before she drank the water, so you don't need to tell me that she doesn't need any truma. That means a woman was committed adultery, and two edim came to Beis Din and told her she committed adultery. Is zoina he? So we know she's a zoina. Zoina in the sense of a surah l'koyin, yeah? Because a koyin is not allowed to have a zoina. and it includes an adulterous wife, and therefore she's not allowed to eat truma. So I don't need the Mishnah to tell me that if two Edim came and testified that she's guilty, that she can't eat truma anymore. That's the posh of pshat in a wife who can't eat truma. Yeah, so what's the chiddush of the Mishnah when they say that if the Edim came, that she's not eichel b'truma? Ella lebasa l'shasoi. It must be that the Edim came after she drank the water already. That means even that she drank the water and she's still alive. Yeah, so the water didn't kill her. And the Edim came and said, sorry, she's guilty. She's still not allowed to eat truma. So what's going on here? Is he a marta bishlama eina mayim b'oki meisa? If you'll tell me. Like, if Rav Sheshes is correct, that because there are Edim somewhere in the world, that stops the water from checking her. So what happened over here is the Edim were somewhere else, and she drank the water, and the water didn't do any damage to her because there are Edim somewhere, and the water doesn't work if there's Edim somewhere. And then the Edim came and told us, Taki, that they were Edim, so then, she was Tomei all along, and therefore she can't eat Truma anymore. It's sharper, so that all makes sense. But if Rav Sheshes were to be wrong, and the water would check her even if there are Edim overseas, yeah. So what happens? The Edim were overseas, and she drank the water, and nothing happened to her. So what does it prove? Nothing happens to her, that she's innocent. So they must be liars, those witnesses, because the water already told us that she's innocent. Comes to Edim and says she's guilty, well, the Edim must be liars. Who are you going to trust, the water or the Edim? Yeah, so the Edim must be liars. But we don't say that. We say if the Edim comes, she's not allowed to eat truma anymore. So the fact that we trust the Edim and believe them must be because the water is not supposed to check her. That's the rule. The water doesn't check her if there's Edim somewhere. So that was what Rav Sheshes said, and that was the proof he brought from our Mishnah. So Rabbi Yosef says to Rav Amram, no, that's not a good proof from the Mishnah. Because La'olam Eimaloch, I could tell you that even if there are witnesses overseas somewhere, the Mayim is Beit Gimoysa. The water would check her. That is not the reason why it's possible that the woman is still alive even after she drank the water when she's guilty. So what happened over here? How is it possible that you have the living and breathing guilty woman who drank the water and she's still alive when the Edim come? Because Vaha, in this case, Eimer Zechus Telelah. There's another possibility. Besides the possibility that Rav Sheshes is correct and there is Edim somewhere, that's why she didn't get damaged by the water. The other possibility is that she had some Zechus somewhere in her life, yeah, that she had some merit which stopped the Edim, the water from doing its job. Because there's the concept that if she's got some zechus, so that would stop the Edim from checking her as well. And therefore, maybe that's what happened over here. She drank the water because she had a zechus, therefore nothing happened to her. And then the Edim came and said that she was guilty. So that's all fits into the sequence. So that's what Rabbi Yosef says. So Rav Sheshes cannot prove from the Mishnah that if there are Edim somewhere, then she doesn't drink, or that the water doesn't check. So what's the So what's the basis machlokes now between Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef? Is b'maikem iflagi, b'misnavna the Rebbe. The topic that Rebbe talked about, which we're going to say in a minute, about misnavna. Well, if you say that a woman who has a schus, the water doesn't check her. So what happens? She's guilty, but the water doesn't check her. So the question is, does the water not do anything, and she just keeps living happily ever after? Or is it that nothing happens immediately? She doesn't just blow up like it describes in the Chumash, yeah? But what happens is that she gradually deteriorates until she dies anyway. Yeah? That's the question. That's not we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yoimer, Zuchus Toilim Mayamorim. First of all, the concept is that if she has some kind of Zuchus, that will mitigate against the water doing damage to her. The ena yeleda, she's not going to have. So, what does the Torah says that if she's innocent, not only the water doesn't damage her, but then she has healthy children afterwards, etc. So he says she will not have healthy children afterwards. The ena meshabachas, she will not become healthier. Ella misnavna vahelechas, she'll continue to deteriorate, and the soif she may subosomis. So eventually, she will die with the damage to her tofsa beaten of an afli erecha. Whatever damage to her internal organs that describes, that will happen to her eventually. It's just not immediate. So the schus stops it from happening as an immediate reaction, but it will still happen. Yeah, so that's what Rebbe says. And the Chachamim don't agree with that. And the Chachamim say, we don't know what the Chachamim say, but we're going to see in a minute what Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef are saying, the Chachamim say. Rav Sheshes, who told us that in the case where there are witnesses overseas, the water will not have an effect on her, is Savar, he holds, Bein the Rebbe, Bein the Rabbanon have misnavda, that the Chachamim don't argue with Rebbe, and they agree also that if the water didn't check her, she will gradually deteriorate. Yeah, and therefore, over here she hasn't started. It just works slowly. Yeah, but over here, when the Aiden came, what are we talking about? She drank the water, nothing happened to her. Yeah, so nothing happened to her, and then the Aiden came and said she's guilty. We treat her as guilty. Why don't we say that the witnesses are liars? It must be because if the Aiden came, if there are Aiden overseas, the water doesn't check her at all. Because even if you say that a Zechus is Toila, but if the Zechus is Toila only that she doesn't die immediately, but the symptoms will start immediately, just it's much more gradual. But if this woman has no symptoms whatsoever, that would prove that she's innocent. Yeah? So therefore, they observe that nothing's going on, nothing's happened to her. Now she turns green and all kinds of weird things happen. Yeah. Yeah, she can tell she gets sick right away. So they can check if she's sick or not. Rabbi Yosef holds no. The Rebbe have a misnomer. This whole concept that there would be some gradual deterioration, and therefore, as soon as she drinks the water, something will start happening. And the fact that she drank the water and nothing happened means either she's innocent, or it's because Rav Sheshes is correct that the to work if she's no Edim. So that's according to Rebbe. But the Rabbanon don't have a misnavna. According to Rabbi Yosef, the Chachamim disagree with Rebbe, and they say that if she has a schus, not only will she not die immediately, but she won't even get sick. Nothing will happen to her, and therefore, that's why if the Aidim come from overseas and tell us that she's guilty, we believe them. She drank the water, but she might have had some schus. So that's why she's okay. Yeah, but it doesn't prove that Rav Sheshes is correct, that it's because there are witnesses somewhere and that's why she's okay. I can tell you she's okay because she had a schus. So that's the machlokes in Rav Sheshes and Rav Yosef. Now, to throw another spanner in this discussion, Mosi Rav Shimi Bar Ashi. Rav Shimon Bar Ashi comes along, and he brings Rav Shimon. What does Rav Shimon say? Rav Shimon Omer, Ein Zechus Toile B'mayim Hamorim. He holds that Bechlal, a Zechus, there's no such concept that just because she has some merit somewhere, that will stop the water from working. That's right, you cannot protect yourself. Ve'im Ata Omer Zechus Toile, and he says even stronger. If you would say that a schus would be toila, is b'mayim hamorim, is matchato as hamayim. You're going to diminish the whole effectiveness of the water. Bifnei kol anoshim ashoisis. Number one, you want the water to be a deterrent for women. You want the women to be scared of the water. Yeah? But if you'll say that, but if you have some good deed somewhere in your background, the water won't get you. So the women are going to think, it's not really... it's not going to happen to me because I did something good once, yeah, and therefore I can go and do adultery and the water won't get me. That's the first problem. The ata meitzi shemra ala tahira shishasu, and furthermore, the innocent women who drank the water, instead of everybody going, Baruch Hashem, exonerated, she's innocent, people are going to say, she's probably guilty. And why didn't she drop dead? Because she did some good schus last year, whatever. Yeah? People will say that she's guilty. If she's innocent, why should she not live in the community if she's innocent? Some people will still think that she's guilty. Okay, so what does that mean, says Rav Shimon? Reb Shimon says that you cannot say that a schus would stop the water from working, because then you're going to ruin the whole. Yeah, you're going to ruin the whole effect of the water. You might as well not bother having it. Yeah. Now, if Reb Shimon's logic is correct about the schus not being toiler, v'imisa, according to that, is yesh la'edim dinas. The same logic should apply. If yesh la'edim dinas hayom, nami, the same thing should apply. That if you'll tell me that when there are witnesses overseas somewhere, that stops the water from working, is the same thing will happen. If a woman drank the water and it didn't do anything to her, instead of everybody treating her as innocent, people are going to say, ah, she's probably still guilty. They'll say, ah, she's guilty. Why didn't anything happen to her? Because there's probably witnesses somewhere overseas who knew about it, and that's why the water doesn't work.
So when you said these Eidim, in other words, these Eidim can actually establish the Metzius.
That she's guilty. Yeah, that's right.
But do we have to know that those Eidim?
No.
We don't have to know.
That's the whole thing. That's why they came afterwards. We don't know that they're there. But God knows. So if the God knows that there's witnesses somewhere, the water doesn't work. So if the water won't work, we don't know that there's Eidim overseas. But the gossipers will say, really, she's Tommy. Yeah? And why didn't she? She's guilty. And they'll ostracize her. And they'll
do.
That's right.
She has the trial. People assume she's guilty.
Why?
Yeah,
no, but if you have a trial and
it's not a trial, it's
God's trial.
Then it looks like she's okay.
If the water doesn't kill her, then that proves she's innocent. That's what says in the Torah. That's just a chumash. If she drinks the water, if she's innocent, then she's fine.
So if her husband comes to Bezal and says, I don't know, the whole process, right?
Yeah.
And he comes to Bezal and says, I know that two of you are coming to come and give you a testament that she misbehaved because she's overseas. Then the Bezal says, well, you can't even take the Bezal and just the water.
Probably.
And I'll tell him you can't live with it too.
That's right.
So why is he getting divorced already?
Because if he has divorced, he's going to pay the children.
So which one? Okay. All right, we're going to give a side track here. Okay, so therefore, Reb Shimon's concept is that you cannot say that there are mitigating circumstances that will stop the water from working, because once you start doing that, you're going to take away the whole aura of this water. Yeah. So therefore, it must be that Rav Sheshes is wrong. Says the Gemara back to Rav Shimon. Nay, lit Rav Shimon Kamarta. That's according to Rav Shimon's view. Rav Shimon's logic is that a schus won't work because it would take away the fear of the water. Is Eidim Nami Leitalu. He'll agree, Take. But Rav Sheshes isn't talking about according to Rav Shimon. He's talking about according to everybody else. Okay, next question. Masiv Rav. Rav asked the question with us as follows. Ve'elu shemichesem nisrafes. The following women. So what's the Seder of the Seder? She brings a korban mincha made out of barley. Before she drinks the water. She comes to the Beis HaMikdash. She brings a korban mincha, flour offering made out of barley flour. And after the korban mincha is done, then they do the thing with the water. Yeah? But sometimes she might have prepared a korban mincha, and for some reason the process stops. What are you going to do with this korban mincha? You can't bring it because the process is stopped in the middle. So what are you going to do with this korban mincha? Is you're going to burn it like any other kachim that you can't bring on the mizbeach, so you burn it. Yeah, a kachim that became possible. You had a korban that became possible somehow. So what do you do with it? You just burn it. Yeah. So these following cases, the korban mincha that she made holy in the Beis HaMikdash has to be burned. What are they? Ha'emeres tamayani. So what happened was, she prepared the korban mincha, and they did wherever they prepared it in the Beis HaMikdash to bring the korban mincha. But before it came time to bring it, before they brought the korban mincha on the mizbeach, she admits that she's guilty. Yeah. So the process stops. What are you going to do with this korban mincha that's sitting there in the vessel in the kli shareis? You have to burn it. Similarly, Shabbaola Eidim Sheitmeya. If the witnesses came that she's guilty, then you stop the process and you burn the Korban Mincha. is again the Edim, these witnesses that came and told us she's guilty. Is the Asu Edim Amos, when did they come? If it's before you put the mincha, when does the mincha become holy? When you put it in a klisharis. Yeah, so if she just brings flour and hasn't put it into a vessel of the Beis HaMikdash yet, that it's not holy yet. So what happened? She put it into the vessel, then it becomes holy. So if the witnesses come before she even put it into the vessel of the Beis HaMikdash, so before the mincha became holy, you don't have to burn it. Just let it go back to bichulin again. In fact, it never was kodesh in the first place. So let it stay chulin. Ella must be that we're talking about labatz of the kodesh. So the mincha was brought to the Beis HaMikdash and put into a kli shoreis. So now the mincha is holy. So you've got a holy korban mincha here. And then come witnesses and say, sorry, she's guilty. So then what do? You burn the... You burn the carbon. You burn the mincha. Why? Because the mincha is holy. The mincha is holy, so you have to burn it. Now the question is, why is the mincha holy? Is it yamarta bishlava mayim beidki maysa? If you were to say that kolzman these edim didn't come, we were continuing the process that she was going to drink the water and it would work. Yeah, but the edim weren't here yet, so that's why we were doing the process. When the edim come, we don't say the mincha is not holy, yeah, because it wouldn't have, the process was null and void in the first place. We're saying that as long as you didn't know about these witnesses, the process was valid. It's only from now on, the witnesses are here, so now the process stops. That means at the time when she sanctified that korban mincha, and the witnesses were overseas, the mincha was valid. That means we're continuing the process. She's going to drink the water. And therefore the mincha became holy at the time it became holy. And now you can't just go back to chulin, so that's why you have to burn it. So if you would say, not like Rav Sheshes, and you would say that even though there are witnesses overseas, the water would still work, and the process continues, is alma bas mikdash shemikrafu. That means that korban mincha was fitting to be holified and to be brought, sanctified and brought on the Mizbeach. Yeah? V'chi kodesh mei kara. So when she was makdish and put it in the klisharis and made it holy in the first place, shapir kodesh. That means it was properly made holy, not mistakenly, but properly. And therefore you have to burn it. Why? Because the process at that time was doing exactly what the process was supposed to do. But if you'll say that as long as there were witnesses in China, then the water wouldn't have worked, and the whole process really shouldn't have taken place. And when she put it in the klisharis, it was a mistake, only because she didn't know the witnesses were in China. Is tegale milsula mafreya. So when the witnesses turned up from China and said she's guilty, that should retrospectively tell us the chi kodesh mei kara. When she originally sanctified the mincha in the klisharis, metalos kodesh. It was a mistake. Metepuk lechulin. And when does a klisharis make the mincha holy? When it's a real mincha. But if it's a mistake, it's an accident, didn't mean it, shouldn't have done it, then it's not holy. So why do you have to burn it? Just take it out and give it and take it home and make some sourdough bread and glicks.
Yeah, well, so if you have a kaddish, for
a cold, you find out you should have had to have a kaddish. It's a mistake. It's a machlekes, a besham, a besil, a hektish tos. But according to besil, a hektish tos is not hektish. So it's not holy. If it's mamish a mistake, you didn't mean it, then it's not holy. So then you don't have to burn it either. So it must be, why is it holy? Because at the time, it was the proper process. There's a question on Rav Sheshes. It's Omer, Rav Yehuda midiskarta. So Rav Yehuda from Diskarta says, Kigoin chazitza bazara. We're talking about here, these Edim, they're not coming to testify about the original. It's not the pshat they were in China and they knew about the original event of seclusion and said she was guilty and they didn't turn up till now and said and came to Bezdin and testified. No, we're talking about she was Mazana again. She was on the way to do her Saita activities, and while she was in the waiting room in the Azara, she secluded herself and was guilty again. And they didn't come and say, you know what? I don't know what happened before, but she just was guilty right now of adultery. Yeah? The chikadosh. A bissel farfetch. We'll see in a minute. It gets worse. The chikadosh meikara. Now what happens when it's, so what does that mean? That when she put the mincha in the kli shareis before she was mezana, so then at that point it was a valid process, and therefore shapir kodesh. So what's the far-fetched case that we're talking about? Where she was mezana, she went off with somebody in a room. Is maskifla Rav Masharsha. Rav Masharsha says it's a bit far-fetched. Why says Rav Masharsha is it far-fetched? Not only is it far-fetched just poshup shot, but halay pirche kahuna melavinay. So we have a later on when we describe the process, we're going to say they put guards on her. They put the young koyanim to guard her, really to guard her to stay away from her husband. But if she's a chaperone the whole time. What do you mean? She came to the Beis HaMikdash, and in the Beis HaMikdash she found somebody and ran off into the broom cupboard and did it. What do you mean? There was chaperones.
This is not far-fetched.
Yeah.
So by her being with Zanra now,
yeah.
What does this second Zeus now, how does that affect the previous Zeus? Does that make
nothing, but she's also to her husband anyway now. So you don't, there's no more drinking water. Yeah, that's finished. Yeah. So Rabbi Shasha says, how could it be that she was mezana in the Azorah? You got the guards, the young koyanim, who are guarding her. So the Gemara answers, those young koyanim, shazitza mi pirche kahuna. Who do you think she went into the broom cupboard with? The young koyan who was a guard.
It means there's only one
koyan
watching, because if you'd have two
koyanim watching. Well, one went for excuse, and she was left with love with, and she's with the other one. And that's it. So it's far-fetched. This is the Gemara's way of far-fetching, but that means Rav Sheshes has to defend his opinion.
All sorts of scenarios. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Rav Ashi goes a little bit less far-fetched, but not much. Rav Ashi Amar, Kigoin Shenitzuchal in a Kaveha. She had to go for an excuse. She went to San. Where does she go? She goes to the ladies' toilets.
The basement,
yeah, but in the ladies' room. Yes. Yeah, the otto prichekuna bekeeper. They're not locking her up in jail. Yeah, they're accompanying her, but it's not a guard like they're attached by handcuffs. You know, so it could be that she says, "Excuse me, I have to go for excuse," and she goes for excuse that she has a secret rendezvous downstairs in the ladies' dunny. Yeah, so therefore, that's what the Yadim are saying. So that's the far-fetched answer. Comes Rav Papa, and Rav Papa Amar La'olam Kadamrina Mikara. No, it's really, really, like we said before, that the witnesses are witnessing about the original adultery. Not that she was Mazan in the Azorah. The witnesses are coming to tell you that the original case that the husband was complaining about, she was guilty. If she was guilty, and Rav Sheshes is correct, then that korban should never have been holy in the first place. Uda kiomarta tepek lechulin. You want to know why do we have to burn the mincha? Why not just let it go to chulin? Says Rav Papa, en echanami. Min ha-toira, it should go to chulin because it was mistakenly put in the kli. But midrabanon, the whole reason why we burn it is only midrabanon. Gzeira, as a decree, shema yemru matzian mitli shavis lechol. People will observe that you put this mincha in a kli shareis, and then they'll see you take it out of the kli shareis. They will not realize that the reason why you're taking it out is because there were witnesses in China, and they will think that it was holy. They will think it was holy properly, and then they'll see you take it home to Glitz and make sourdough bread out of it. So they're not going to think that it was never holy in the first place, and they'll think that even though something was holy in the kli shareis, you can take it out again. And we don't want people to think that. So we say, you know what? Once it's been in a klisha race, even if it was by mistake, then we'll burn it. So no one should make any mistakes. So that's Rav Papa's answer. Okay. Vaitefrekt min Moshe Rav Mori. Nibtzis min chasa achalei kacha b'chli. Sorry, nitzmis min chasa achalei kacha b'chli. What happens if the korban mincha became tomei? Something, the flower came in contact with a dead rat. Yeah, and became Tommy. Is actually kosher b'chli, is if it hasn't yet been sanctified in the vessel of the Beis HaMikdash. Harehi k'chol ha-menachah. This is just like any other case where you had flour prepared for korban mincha, but it became Tommy. But tipada, you can redeem it. You have to redeem it because it belongs to Hektish. Yeah, so you redeem it for money and you take that Tomei flower and you go and do something Tomei with it. You don't have to destroy it. Misha Kotcha Bechli, if it's already been sanctified, so you cannot redeem it once it's Kedushas Aguf, it's a carbon, yeah? So it's been sanctified in the Kli, so what do you do? And it became Tomei, a dead mouse fell into the Kli. Is then Harehi Kechola Menaches, again, it has the same deal as Elo, the Menaches, Vitisarif, and you have to burn it. So far, nothing very controversial. Kodash HaKoymet, so what happens next? After you put the mincha in the kli, then the kohen takes the koymets. What's the koymets? He takes the handful of flour, the bit that goes on the mizbeach. So he took the koymets, and then he puts the koymets into a kli also, yeah? V'lahispik la'akrivoy, he didn't get a chance to put the koymets on the mizbeach, achameshu, until the husband, and the husband died. Or achameshahi, or the wife died. So he's doing this krab mincha for a soita, and the husband died, or the wife died, so the deals are off now, yeah? There's no more process, because the participants of the process are gone. So what do you do with this flour? Even though you already took the koimitz, harehi kechola menaches, again, it has the same din as any other korban mincha that you're bringing, and in the middle something went wrong, but you're sorry if you have to burn it. Karev hakoimitz, what if you brought the koimitz? He put the koimitz, the koyin already put the koimitz on his mizbeach. The only thing that hasn't been done yet is eating the leftovers. What happens? The kohen takes his handful of flour, puts it on the mizbeach, and the rest of it is edible. He eats it. Yeah. So what happens if he put it on the mizbeach, and he was about to eat it, and then either the husband or the wife died, is harehi kechola menaches, and again, it's just like any other korban mincha, v'teyachel, and he can eat it, because he's already finished the avoda. What's left now? Eating lunch? Yeah, he's allowed to eat lunch whether the guy's alive or dead, or the woman's alive or dead. Yeah, in other words, the whole korban was completed in a kosher fashion, so the kohen's allowed to eat it. Why? So a safek bas mitchila, the whole korban mincha over here, this whole case of soita, it's a doubt. We don't know at the time when she brings the korban whether she's innocent or guilty. And the Torah told us that she should bring a korban mincha, even though we're in doubt of whether she's guilty or not. So it was the whole korban is like a safek type of korban in the first place. Kipra sveik of a halchala. So at the time when you did it, it did whatever kapara, and Rashi points out, it's not a kapara mamish to say forgiven, but it did its job as a korban. Okay, so far all of that is nothing controversial. The reason why we brought this brisa, Rav Mori, is because of the next bit. Ba'u la'edim shehit meya, came witnesses that she was guilty, is minchasan isrefes. Then you have to burn the mincha. Well, that was what we said before, yeah? The witnesses came. We don't know exactly what that means yet, but let's just translate. So when the Aidim came from China and told you that she was guilty, so then you burn the korban mincha. What happens if those Aidim became Aidim Zemimin? So she was unguilty, yeah? So she was unguilty, is minchasa chulin. So then the korban mincha becomes chulin. So what do you mean the korban becomes chulin? That means at the time when you did it, if it's on the mizbeach, it's too late. Yeah, no, they came before it was on the mizbeach, but they came. It was in the clear already, let's say. Yeah, and they were false. So the whole thing turns out to be a false... Sorry, I missed a bit important point here. The Eidim we're talking about here are the Eidim Stira, not the Eidim Tumah. That means the Eidim that made her commence the process in the first place and said that she was secluded, those Eidim were Zayimim. So she wasn't even secluded. The whole thing was a beat-up. Yeah. So therefore, she never should have started the process of Saita altogether. So there, Minchasa Chulin. So what do you do with the flower? It's sitting... She can sue them, yes, but she can sue them only in the Goyish courts, yeah? So what happens, civil rights? Well, what happens over here? What happened over here? She took the flower, they put it in a klishores, and then it turns out that the Eidim that said she was Nistara were Eidim Zevimim. So she never should have started the mincha in the first place. So what do we say? The mincha is chulin, and she could take it home and make sourdough bread out of it. Yeah, so what do we see from that? That we're not worried that people will think that once it's been in a klishores, if you take it out and make a chulin, that people will think that you can do that always. And we say, if it's chulin, it's chulin. So why don't we say the same thing when she had the Eidim in China? So the Gemara answers the big difference between Edim in China and Edim Zomimin. Edim Zomimin Kamarta, Edim Zomimin Kala Islahu. If there's a case of Edim Zomimin, everyone will know about it. That's going to make the front page, yeah, because that's a pretty cool case. So that will get onto into the news, so everybody will know about Edim Zomimin. So we're not worried that people are going to think that you had a legitimate Karban Mincha that was removed from a Kli Shoris and became Kulin with no Pidia. But they will know that the reason is because the Edim were false Edim. Okay. Tanya Kavosid Rav Sheshes. Now in the end, we're going to have a brisa which backs up Rav Sheshes, who said that if there are Edim overseas, the water doesn't work. But Malav Mitame, not from his reasoning. What was his reason? He learned from the Pasuk, V'nistra V'hinyetzma V'eid Einba. But there's no Edim, but if there are Edim, then it doesn't work. That was Rav Sheshes' answer. But the Brisa has the same halacha, but learns from a different pasuk. The pasuk says that if the woman is not guilty, utahoirahi, and she is pure, then she lives happily ever after. So what's the words in the so the pasuk says utahoirahi. So first of all, tahira, when is it? When she is tahir, beloy sheyeshla edim dinasayam, but not because she had witnesses. That means even if she's alive, but if she's alive not because she's tahir, but she's alive because there are witnesses in China, then she does not get this v'niksa v'nizra zara. She doesn't get to have the children, which is what Sheshes said. And utahira, what with the vav? Utahirahi. That comes to exclude the case where she had some schus that stopped her from drinking. Is again, she won't be killed, but she won't get any good things either. And then it says, utahoirahi. What do we learn from the word he? He, v'loisha yisuv yitnu b'muzaris b'lavana. Not in a case where everybody still thinks she's guilty. That means that the gossiping ladies, yeah, the ladies who sit under the moon and gossip, and they say, yeah, well, it may be so, but we know that she didn't. Yeah, so it's not, that's not a legally valid testimony. Sitting on the stoop under the moon, gossiping. All right, so in all of those cases, so what do we see? That amongst there we said, if there are witnesses overseas, that the water doesn't work. Okay, now let's just finish off with Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon said that Zechus isn't Tola either. So I understand Rav Shimon, well, the Pasuk says, Utahirahi. Why doesn't Rav Shimon learn that the schus is toiler from the vav? So Rav Shimon, he the vav lo dorish. Okay, we can answer very simply. Rav Shimon doesn't learn from an extra vav. He says a vav means and. Don't tell me extra droshes. But ha'ika yesh le'en in hayam. What about the etzem word tahira? What does Rav Shimon do with the word tahira? Yeah, Rav Shimon says that if there's edim overseas, the water does work. So how does he? What does he do with the word tahira? Says the Gemara. Lo shchicha. Yeah, that he says that to have witnesses in China is not a common thing, and therefore we're not worried that people will think. Rav Shimon's whole assumption was that Rav Shimon says that if you say it's a chusas toila, then people will discredit the mayim, because they'll think, why, she's still alive, that means the water didn't work. So we assume that Rav Shimon would also say that if there's Edim overseas, the water has to work, otherwise you'll discredit the water. So the answer, no, Rav Shimon, your assumption is wrong. Rav Shimon taka holds a schus doesn't help, but Edim overseas does help. Aye, people will think the water doesn't work. How often is it going to be that there are witnesses in China? So they're not worried about that. And therefore, it's quite okay to say that even if that they're witnessing in China, even if Shimon agrees that the water isn't going to work like Rav Sheshes. So tomorrow is...